Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. On Apple, we recommend Apple Podcasts. On Android, recommend the Five Reasons YouTube channel or Spotify. Also, check out the Discord. We call it Off the Floor, $2.99 per month. People are going crazy in there. Why not be crazy with them? Link is right here in the description. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Includes our friend Nelson over at c-armandstaffing.com. That's c-armandstaffing.com. Why should you reach out to them? If you work in a medical office or a hospital, they can bring all the C-arm equipment, the x-ray equipment, all of it to you. They will fully staff everything. Nelson, a huge Heat fan. He's been to a bunch of our events. He's been texting me about whether or not they were going to get Donovan Mitchell. That's why I decided that he should sponsor this episode. Again, check him out at c-armandstaffing.com. And now, today's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. We got Sean Rochester. You can follow him at SRochesterNBA. All right, we haven't been doing a ton of Donovan Mitchell podcasts lately because this seemed like the inevitable outcome. And as much as I would have liked to have done 58 of them like we did with Damian Lillard last year, it seemed like this was going to resolve itself sooner rather than later. The Cavaliers had been privately expressing confidence that Donovan would resign. Donovan has resigned. He signed a three-year extension. It's worth slightly north of $150 million. Again, there were whispers at certain times that he might be interested in Miami. We know the relationship with Bam Adebayo, but ultimately he decided to stay in a place that he has made his home. And he actually put out a clip from Wolf of Wall Street, I'm effing staying, just to rub it into Heat fans and everybody else even more. So Donovan Mitchell is still a Cavalier. And I'll ask you this question, Sean. Are the Heat up S's Creek?
I think we're not in very nice, calm waters. That's for sure. Not where you want to be. It's, you know, like you said, it was kind of expected. And so because of that, I feel like it kind of lessened the blow this morning. It wasn't a surprise like the Dame news when that came in that morning. But all that being said, it's like these strikeouts on these stars, what's the pivot now? There has to be another move, and I think we'll talk about that as we move through this episode. But it's they're not sitting in a good spot. That's for sure.
And look, I think we need to separate two different things here. And I know fans are going to get on me. And again, somehow we've become a proxy for the front office, which I don't really understand that position, considering how many texts I get from the front office, not happy with things that I say. But again, there are really two different things here. Okay, there's where the blame lies for something like this, and this is where I typically push back because, again, how do you acquire a player who isn't available? he signs an extension. He isn't available. I mean, we can talk about them throwing the, you know, throwing the kitchen sink at the Cavs, and I guess we'll find out in the postmortem exactly what happened there. But ultimately, if the guy wants to stay, he wants to stay. Like, and just like last year, ultimately, if another general manager is not going to deal with you, he's not going to deal with you. Like, and what ends up happening in these cases is that these aggregated stories get thrown out, where it's like, okay, now it becomes seen as a pattern that the Heat won't go get a star. Star has to be available. Like, you can make an argument about Bradley Beal last year and say, okay, he was available. Yes, absolutely. Then it becomes a discussion. Was it worth acquiring him at that price with a no trade clause? The Heat decided no. I agreed with them on that. They were right about that. Okay. Kyrie Irving, there were other issues at the time that led to them not pursuing him. We can have an argument about whether that was a smart decision or not. I can see both sides of that argument. And obviously, Kyrie has not been as much trouble for his latest team as he was for his previous three. Okay. Again, we can have a conversation about that. But if a player is not available, he's not available. Okay. So that's the first thing I want to say. Like, just throwing it all in and saying, well, they won't get a star. That to me is, I'm still going to say it. And I know people are going to come at me at this. That to me is unfair. But the second part of this, where do they stand now? That's a reasonable conversation to have. Okay. And it's a reasonable conversation to have of how they got in this position where they don't really have the assets to go all in. Okay. They have enough assets to get in the conversation. They don't have the kind of assets to do, say, what the Knicks just did, which was, trade four first round picks for a very high level role player. Okay. Like, they're not in that, or for the Wolves did for Gobert. They don't have that kind of equity. And that gets into, okay, asset management. And that's a conversation that I think is reasonable to have on the podcast about some of the contracts they had to get off of, picks they had to attach, other things that went on. I mean, even going back to the Jimmy Butler trade, which was well worth it. They had to attach an additional first round pick at that time, if you remember, because of the way that things blew up in Dallas, okay? Because originally they were supposed to get Harkless in that deal before he ended up coming later. So, Sean, I just want to separate these things because I understand the anger and they're running it back and all the rest of this, and I get it, and I don't want to watch that product this year either, okay? If this is all there is. And I say that as someone who hosts a podcast and has to host it every day. But I want to separate those two things. We have to have the second conversation. The first conversation to me is unreasonable. It's unhinged, honestly.
Yeah, and you're going to see that happen in the near next couple of days with Trae Young, with Lauri Markkanen. Like, just because these names are constantly on your Twitter timeline or they're in the trade machine as one of the most popular things, doesn't mean that the Heat front office struck out on it. Just because you can formulate a trade that may work, according to Twitter GMs and on 2K and all those different things. Like, it's two different realities. Now, that being said, you're right. I mean, there's a great episode of Miami Heat Beat that I listened to this morning that Ryan Goines went through and talked about how they kind of got themselves in this spot. And the next few years, like this year, you really want to make the playoffs, because if you don't, your pick is going to end up the next couple of years, because you have two that you owe from different times, like you said, of getting the Jimmy trade. And I think the other one is when we got Terry, that those trades become unprotected first round picks, and that's not where you want to be at all. And, I think the other thing to think about is you can pivot this pretty quick. Like, a few years ago, you would not have said New York sat pretty. You would not have said Philly sat pretty and got themselves to the spot that they can land a Paul George. So we have Andy, who's great at his job, obviously. It's just going to take some moves to get yourself, out of this current position.
And as you look at the Eastern Conference right now, and we talk about it being the weaker of the two conferences, I still believe it is overall. But Boston is coming back intact, it appears. Philadelphia has loaded up with Paul George and Eric Gordon and other pieces that they've added to the mix there. New York, we'll see how it works out. I think they are going to miss Hartenstein. They seem to have, again, a lot of duplication among their players, but I'm not going to argue against the fact that they have what is the most necessary thing in the NBA right now, which is they got a bunch of 3 and D's. And I mean, if your best player is Jimmy Butler, and he's going to have to see Anunoby, Hart, Bridges. I'm not feeling good about that right now. Cleveland got Mitchell back. They, to me, still need to make another move, okay, because I think the roster doesn't quite work, but the roster may be better than Miami's. Orlando is going to get better after what they experienced last year. They haven't lost anything. They still could make additional moves here. So I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Like, to me, the Heat look like a play-in team.
Don't forget Indiana. You forgot Indiana, who just won the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right. So they look like a play-in team to me again. And if this is all there is, and I, you know, there was a tweet that came out as we were about to pod here from Anthony Chang, including second-round pick Pelle Larsen. Heat has 11 players on standard contracts for next season. If the Heat guarantees Orlando Robinson's contract for next season, he'll be the 12th. In other words, unless there's a trade, the Heat's roster for next season is almost full. I mean, that sounds like running it back, but running it back harder, which is something that Brady coined that should probably go on a T-shirt. And I know that there will be, if there's no move here, a spin towards internal development. Hakez, Jovic. I mean, again, there's a case to be made for that. Rozier's health, have to see where that's at, see what he looks like in a full season. But here's some things, again, I'm not going to sugarcoat. A Rozier hero backcourt is not going to work. It's not going to work. Okay. It's not going to work defensively. There was enough of a sample size to me. I know they wanted to see more of it, but there was enough of a sample size to me to say that's not functional. Duncan's still on the roster next year. How is his back right now? Haven't gotten a lot of reports about that. He said rest would help it. You know, again, is he going to be your starting two, or are you moving Hero to the bench? And, you know, again, I liked their draft, and I liked what they did after the draft in terms of some of the young players. They just gave a two-way to Keshawn Johnson. I know Heat fans are freaking out about Drew Smith. The timing and the optics of that are not ideal. I said at the time when Drew Smith got hurt that he would likely be back the next year on a two-way. Spo likes him, okay? But, again, we're talking about a low-upside player. They're likely going to lose Caleb Martin probably in the next 24 to 48 hours. Haywood Highsmith is no guarantee to return at this point. There's a market for him. So you're going to look at the roster and say, ultimately, if this is all there is, it's worse than last year. Because I was even counting on the fact that DeLon Wright was coming back, and he signed the 1 year in Milwaukee. Where is their point of attack defense, Josh? So, Sean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, okay? It's not great, but we do need to do the deep dives that Brian Goins did on Heat Beat. He's very good at that, about, again, how they got here and how they pivot, and we'll do more of those. We just wanted to react right away to the Mitchell situation. I do want to mention another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Prize Picks. No matter how your team is doing, you can still play Prize Picks. Use the code 5, FIVE, get that initial deposit matched up to $100, legal again in the state of Florida and many, many, many other states. Again, there's plenty on there right now. WNBA, MLS, Copa America is on there right now. MMA, boxing, lots that you can play, and of course, baseball. So check it out. PrizePicks.com. Use the code 5. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
So, let me ask you this. Paul George is off the board. Donovan Mitchell's off the board. There doesn't seem to be a ton of movement on KD, although I never count that out because there's always weird stuff that goes on with him. The others who have been talked about, okay, LaVine, Trae Young. Does any of this excite you? If you got an asset back with LaVine, does it even make any sense?
There's not an asset that Chicago can add that I take LaVine. And because I just don't see how adding LaVine changes the situation. Like, he is arguably better than Tyler Hero. Let's just say that he is. If he's not healthy, it's not helping you. If he is better than Tyler, at the price that it comes, he's not enough better than Tyler that it actually makes a difference. And you have to add something to Tyler's contract to get to LaVine, I think. I just think those are the types of moves that are short-sighted, that we're not that one player away. Like, even Trae Young, who was arguably a top, somewhere in the top 20, I would say, of the NBA for sure. If you add him to the mix, maybe. But I also think it's almost too short-sighted in that, like, to me, I'm more at the point now, not giving up, not tanking. They're not going to do that. You know that. You told us that many times that they've communicated that. But, you know, you go into next season, right now you can look at Terry, Tyler, and Duncan. Tyler's got 3 years left. Terry's got 2 years left. Duncan can essentially be an expiring if you want it to be. Try to move those pieces for expirings and assets. You're not going to get a bunch for them. We all know that now at this point. But can you recoup some stuff and start to clear your books? If Jimmy walks at the end of the season, Jimmy walks at the end of the season. Now you have Bam, you have your young guys, and you have all that cap space. Not meaning that you go into the market trying to sign guys, but you can get trades, you can do things. I just think, like, it's a soft reset more so than tearing it down to the studs and rebuilding completely.
All right, so the final question, and then we close, and then I'll probably be on with Alex later today. Make sure that you're refreshing the feed, because we'll have new podcasts, shorter podcasts than typical, and just get them up here. Would you trade Jimmy now if you could?
I think that's just it's such a tough thing, because I understand the reasoning behind it. I think I would have a conversation with him. What do you want us to do with you? Are you okay with a year that's probably going to end in a first-round exit, similar to last year, and you try to go all out and recoup your value and knowing you're probably going to walk? Do you have the conversation that if after a year, even if you play well, we're not bringing you back? Like, we're not going to pay you that 3 or 4 years, even if you go to the open market. So letting him walk, it has its advantages for the cap, but it doesn't, you know, retain value for your roster. I would explore it, but I don't think it's going to happen. The only way I see that happening is if in, like, late December, early January, you have just had an awful season, and pray for all of us that have to watch this team and make content over it. That's when you explore trading Jimmy, because, like, you just have nothing left at that.
All right, well, we'll see. They've pulled rabbits out of the hat before, but I don't know if it's happening this time. We'll see what kind of signals we get over the next 24 to 48 hours. But it felt like they went into this offseason again. They weren't going to wait Mitchell out forever. I actually think it's good for them that this settled. They probably had indications that it was going to play out this way. Again, we were leaning that way from everything that we had heard. But I just want to be clear as we close. I understand the frustration from Heat fans who looked at Jimmy's window and said, okay, there was an opportunity here to win a championship, and there were opportunities. They were in the finals twice, and they were shot from the finals another time with probably their best team, I thought, that year. And it just didn't work out. And now we're in this position where, again, you're counting on guys to want to leave their current situations and then to have the assets to make a move for them. The one thing, again, I'm going to push back on is I don't understand how this is being talked about like this is a money thing. If the guy's not available, they would have paid Donovan Mitchell. If the guy is not available, he's not available. That's where it's at. But also, I sort of pity how they're going to position the product who has to position the product for next year if this is it. And that's even with saying that I expect major improvements from Hakez and Jovic to become more frontline players. But it does feel like we're kind of in a transition stage right now, and with Jimmy's situation, that adds to it. It's kind of weird. But again, fans are never going to be happy. The Panthers just won a Stanley Cup, and yesterday everybody was complaining about the depth guys that they lost. This is just I was going to say, Panthers, welcome to the club. You are now officially a big-time team in South Florida. You have joined the ranks of the Dolphins and the Heat, where everything you do is going to be criticized, even though you literally had the Stanley Cup at elbow room the other day. All right, thanks to Sean. I'll be back with Alex a little bit later. Again, Donovan Mitchell is a Cavalier still. The Miami Heat signed Drew Smith to a two-way. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.